It's KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. We've entered late June, and Arizona has so far avoided any major damaging wildfires that could endanger people or structures. And weather forecasts are calling for the arrival of monsoon conditions as early as tomorrow. So are we out of danger, and can firefighters take it easy until other states need their expertise? I'm joined for a few minutes by Donald Muse, Fire and Aviation Staff Officer for the Coconino National Forest. Don, good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Steve.
So how are you feeling about this relatively light fire season so far in Arizona?
We're pretty comfortable right now, Steve. It's been a strange year for us in terms of the amount of moisture we've gotten in May and June. So because of the moisture that we've gotten, our fire danger is still at moderate, which is very unusual. Usually we're at very high or extreme at this point in time of the year.
Don, did Mother Nature give us some luck? Did forecasters project that this might be a wetter season? I mean, everyone was kind of stunned by rain in June.
Sure. Well, if you remember the winter, which we gauge a lot of stuff on, we didn't get a lot of snowfall here in the Flagstaff area. That's a pretty good gauge for us. But our forecasters were looking at the long-range plan, and it looked like they were pretty close. Certainly the National Weather Service here in Flagstaff and then our meteorologist over in Albuquerque were telling us that we could expect some drying, but then there would be pulses of moisture that came through, and that actually came to fruition.
Yeah, I mentioned the monsoon's arrival. How concerned are you about the dry lightning and the winds that usually precede, at least by a few days, the precipitation that might come later?
Sure, that's a challenge for us, and we always prepare for that. We're very in a very good position with resources availability. We haven't lost a lot of folks to other regions and stuff, so we are able to respond very quickly to to any starts that we may get. The other thing we're seeing is that any starts that are occurring aren't growing exponentially fast. They're fairly easy to control. And the resistance to control is very light. So once we get on them, we can take care of them pretty readily.
Come on, one more weather question for you. Does the June rain we mentioned, combined with a normal monsoon, in any way make Arizona more susceptible to a late summer wildfire, something we're not really used to because of other fuels building up? Or does it take a while for those to build up, and that might affect perhaps the next fire season?
Well, one of the things we were just talking about this morning is that we're probably out of the woods for this season with the monsoon setting up our normal extreme fire season or critical fire season, which is May and June. But we all also have an eye forward to the fall, and we could have a fire season this fall, and that brings its own challenges because the green and lush grass that we have up here on the Mogollon Rim right now will eventually die and cure, and that becomes a readily available fuel and a flashing fuel and a very a difficult thing to control if it gets going with a wind behind it. So we are looking to the fall season and with concern because of the fuel that will be on the ground.
And Don, how out of the ordinary is a fire season in the fall?
It happens not on a regular basis, but every 4 to 5 years we might see a stretch of dry weather that brings us to those levels of high or very high fire danger, and certainly we'll be prepared for that and have everything on board ready to respond.
And what about prescribed burns? Has this been a productive time for those? Would you be doing those anyway, but because of the extra precipitation, maybe this has been a more fruitful season for those?
Well, we did, which is very atypical, we did a number of prescribed burns in May. We had the right conditions. We write prescriptions that have to fit certain models, and the fuels were just receptive enough, so we got good out objectives met, certainly reducing fuels, helping the ecosystem, getting rid of some of the ladder fuels that would take a large wildfire into the canopy. So May was a productive month for us in terms of prescribed fire.
You mentioned we might be out of the woods as far as wildfire season goes, as far as the traditional wildfire season with the arrival of the monsoon. The state still has resources. It still has access to a lot of things right now. How soon might those go away? I mean, is this a situation where if another state needs a crew as soon as a couple of days from now, Arizona can say, okay, we really don't need those right now?
Right. Well, we're in really good shape right now, particularly up here on the Mogollon Rim. We have lots of engines and crews, helicopters, air tankers available. However, over the last couple of weeks, things have been escalating elsewhere, and we've been letting some resources away. So we just sent some resources to Alaska this morning. Some went to California last week. So that is starting to progress. Elsewhere in the country, we're starting to see an uptick in the number of fires and the severity of fires they're getting. We will not short ourselves until we're sure that we're in a comfortable position. So we will hold on to our resources until we feel like our conditions are such that we can release them. And we'll still keep a contingency around in case something does happen. But for the most part, the strength of our system is being able to move around throughout the country so that we can assist our neighbors as we would want them to assist us.
Donald Muse is Fire and Aviation Staff Officer for the Coconino National Forest. Don, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.